Next, David talks about the importance of letting go of fear.
This is a habit of the mind that if it hangs on to the fear, they're deriving something that will aid their survival out of it, that there's some gain to the emotionality. There is no gain to the emotionality. The best thing to do is to surrender to the emotion itself. If you do that, it'll dissipate itself. If you allow fear to just completely overwhelm you and surrender to the fear, within very surprisingly short order, the fear disappears, and it becomes like a so what. It's an awareness you really only can reach through meditation in a way. That every emotion, every no matter what it is, fear, anger, resentment, contentment, love, etc., arises. And then you become aware of what is it that it is arising from. What is it that it's reflecting? And because you're trying to go through the self with a small s, the egocentric, narcissistic ego, and get to the real self, that's a little more sophisticated. Very often it takes years of meditation to do that. Sometimes it takes years of meditation. And then suddenly in one instant, that which you consider your reality is and functions spontaneously, autonomously, without you. The you, that which you consider the you, is not even involved. And at that point, very often you leave the body, or you no longer experience yourself as the body or in a body or having a body, and you become the witness of the body. And at that point, not only do you not value it, it doesn't seem interesting. And the first time you leave the body, you're amazed. There's the body laying there, and you think, gee, I'd be concerned about that. But you aren't. It's just a dumb thing laying there. It's a body, not my body. It's not me. It's not particularly interesting. We're feeling fear as an emotion, so obviously we are the one that is creating it. However, the mind does this out of habit. You're supposed to be afraid of this and supposed to be afraid of that. So a lot of our fears are really programmed. Sickness, old age, suffering, and death. I mean, that's universal. Sickness, old age, suffering, and death, poverty are universal human fears. The ones that are reality-based are based on the temporality of human life and the vulnerability of the physical body, so they're not completely irrational. So we're not talking about eliminating normal survival caution, but caution is different than fear. Caution, when you're walking down certain streets in New York City, if you don't use caution, you won't be around too long. So caution is a part of wisdom. But caution is different than fear. Caution has a rationality to it. And fear can arise, as everyone ever knows, who had a nightmare out of nowhere and sudden panic. So we're not talking about eliminating normal self-preservation. We're just talking about irrational fears.